With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking with Salem Radio, Senator John Husted describes the stalemate on Capitol Hill.
A lot of poor kids, poor families, but a lot of these are children who will not get meals next week as a result of this. And I think the Democrats are looking for an exit strategy, but they can't yet find one that allows them to save face. It won't come from Chuck Schumer. It will come from rank and file Democrats who are starting to see the real consequences with their constituents.
Israel says the latest remains returned from Gaza are not bodies of hostages.
Israel says the remains of the three people Hamas handed over to the Red Cross do not belong to any hostages. It's the latest setback to the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Health officials in Gaza have struggled to identify bodies without access to DNA kits. Since the ceasefire took effect on October 10th, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 17 hostages. 11 remain in Gaza. Israel has urged faster progress. Hamas has said Gaza's devastation complicates the work. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump will host Ahmad al-Shara for talks, a first-ever visit by a Syrian president to the White House. The meeting is expected to take place November 10th. Trump met with al-Shara in Saudi Arabia in May in what was the first encounter between the two nations' leaders in 25 years and one that could serve as a turning point for Syria as it struggles to emerge from decades of international isolation. The president says he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. The warning posted Saturday on social media was an escalation of allegations that the government is failing to rein in the persecution of Christians. This is SRN News. Do America's pastors understand America's families?
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zoran Mamdani wins New York City's mayor race, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor, but his election would also shatter another longstanding norm, that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. Polls show the broader electorate in New York City is increasingly sympathetic to his positions. This is SRN News. A federal judge rules against President Trump's request for proof of citizenship on voting forms. More from correspondent Mike Hempen.
U.S. District Judge Colleen Keller-Cotelli ruled the proof of citizenship directive is an unconstitutional violation of the separation of powers. She also says the Constitution assigns responsibility for election regulation to the states and to Congress, and that the president does not have the authority to direct such changes. The administration and its allies have argued that such a mandate is necessary to restore public confidence in U.S. elections. The White House has issued a statement saying President Trump has exercised his lawful authority to ensure only American citizens are casting ballots in American elections. We expect to be vindicated by a higher court. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.